I want to read you a poem of Hafiz. I have learned so much from God that I can no longer call myself a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or a Jew. The truth has shared so much of itself with me that I can no longer call myself a man, a woman, an angel, or even a pure soul. Love has befriended Hafiz so completely, it has turned to ash and freed myself. Freed me of every concept and image my mind has ever known. That is the true religion, freedom. Welcome to Satsang. Where is Alan? This is the first time I'm joining a silent retreat. I have been working on myself for many years, trying to understand myself and why I have met the challenges I have met, the karma. I have gained the understanding and wisdom from life, and I have cleared the path to where I am today. Now I seek peace of mind and inner silence. I think so much. And I seek contact with my higher self, higher consciousness, to make use of my soul's resources, to stay in my own power, in love and harmony with life. I'm longing to come home. I will be so grateful if this weekend, for this weekend here in Dharma Mountain, can help me with this. At last, I would like to know if I have a spiritual name, and if so, what it means. Kind regards, Alan. How is it to be in silence? It's okay? This is just a little taste. You just come for a weekend, but it's a good beginning. Now you are here. So it's up to you now how you feel. You know, follow your feelings, how you feel, your heart, what is right for you. The only thing I ask you for is to have enough courage to follow your heart, wherever it takes you. Be courageous enough to follow your heart, not your mind. I have been working on myself for many years, trying to understand myself and why I have met the challenges I have met. It's very difficult to work on yourself. Because who is working on yourself? Your own mind. It's very difficult. And when you come here, then it will be much easier. If this is for you, then you will get support. To do work on yourself is very, very difficult. Very few people manage. So working and trying to understand yourself is very difficult. You need a mirror. Trying to understand myself and why I have met the challenges I have met, the karma. It doesn't matter, because every life have challenges. Whatever life you look at, whoever you talk to, you had challenges. You have your challenges. Others has their challenges. That's how life is. Everything is perfect. Relax. Whatever has happened has happened. Now you are here. Enough work. Satsang is an invitation to stop. That maybe will take some time from what I'm seeing with you all. Because the habit is to move. But I will wait till you manage to stop, and when you manage to get off your bicycle, then maybe we'll have a cup of tea. There is nothing to do. There is no work here. There is nowhere to go. This is an invitation to stop, to be in the present. But that is not so easy. It's just not. It's not just the world. That is your homework, and you have to work for what is important. Otherwise, you can think you can do many important things, spiritual work, but you don't really know what to work on. I have gained understanding and wisdom from life. That is good. That is how life should be. The older you get, the wiser you get. But that's not how it is now in society. That's why old people, they look very tired. They should be very happy. Soon finished, holiday. That is retirement. I have gained the understanding and wisdom from life, and I have cleared the path to where I am today. Good. And where are you today? Huh? You are here. Good? Good. This is exactly how it is. You are here. Let this be a new start then. That is how it is. If you can really be here, fresh today, then much is possible. Now I seek peace of mind and inner silence. I think so much. Yes. You see, Alan, it's not so easy, because the whole life we've been thinking so much. So it will take time to re-educate yourself. It's like anonymous alcoholics. They have to stop then. That is the heart. It is a period where it's very difficult. And maybe the mind will even get stronger. Because when you get first taste of peace, then the mind will fight you. So it depends if you're ready to seek only that. Silence is there, peace of mind is there, under these thoughts, that is for sure. And here it's very easy to get in contact with it. Contact with my higher self, higher consciousness, to make use of my soul's resources, to stay in my own power, in love and harmony with life. Don't ask for too much. Take one step at a time. Keep it simple. If you find peace, it's enough. If you find silence, it's enough. If you find love, it's enough. These other things will happen by itself. This is all ideas. I'm longing to come home. Good. This longing, that will bring you home. You see, to be lost is worth it. If you're home all the time, you don't long to come home. You can miss that you are home. That's how old we are. We have forgotten. When you are a child, then you are home, but you don't know you are home. Hmm? Then you have to lose it. And then if you're lucky, you will start missing it again. Something is missing. What is missing? This playfulness that you had, this aliveness, this peace, this silence, this innocence. Hmm? But it's there. But just so many layers of ideas, and you should be like that, and you should not do this, and think like that, and not like that, and brush your teeth with that, and not with this toothpaste, and all kinds of stupid things. Is your head is full. Hmm? Drink Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. That is how this generation is. They are brainwashed. Hmm? So you have to find the right medicine, the right vacuum cleaner, to vacuum all these thoughts away. They are very hard to find. Hmm? Algeb don't have it. It will be very, I will be so grateful if this weekend here in Dharma Mountain can help me with this. Yes. At least it will be a taste. But if your longing to come home is really there, then nothing will stop you. How long, how matter how long the journey is, and what you have to do. So the invitation is here, and it is here, so it's up to you. If you find it this weekend, take it with you, take care of it. And if you forget it, if you lose it, come back and remember, I will remind you. But it's not so easy because you have practiced unconsciousness. No, you have to start practice consciousness. At last, I would like to know if I have a spiritual name, and if so, what it means. I don't know. Do you have a spiritual name? No, I don't. Kind regards. Maybe you get. If you get, then you can ask me. Welcome, Alan. Many things can happen. Just be ready for change. And when people are really ready for change, if they're really ready, then they do anything then. Right? They always have said in India, when the disciple is ready, the guru appears. Hmm? Jakeel, you're back.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm very fine.
Good?
Huh? I missed you.
I know. Here we are again. Hmm? You came back, huh?
Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. It's good. No, it takes time, you know.
Yeah, I was writing. I was trying to write a letter to you.
Yeah. No. Recently.
Yeah, for 1-2 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
But I have been thinking about it to write, but it's so much. every question I have. I feel I know the answer.
Yes.
Because of that, it's too hard to write a question because I know it's that. I don't know what to ask.
No, don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask. That's the thing, you know. Trust yourself, no? That's what's happening. That's what's happening in satsang also. You start trusting yourself. Mm? You wrote me some nice letters after the last time, because I remember, no, I talked to you and you said you had, oh, what, who is this guy and what is that? And look now, you know, we like old friends now. Yeah. Huh? It's an old love story. Beloved Svahar, you wrote me first when you went home. I have no doubts about you anymore now. Thank you so much for what you did. I was so full of love. I learned a lot by being so close to you. Next time we meet, I will be ready. I love you, Jackie. And when you're ready, then who cares? What is there to ask then? Nothing. You're ready. But I will read you this because I like to answer. But it's not always I can answer the letters, because many letters, and I'm not in a kind of dialogue with anybody. It was like correspondence. No, it doesn't work. I will be up 18 hours a day. And some people, you know, whatever you answer, then again, a new question. So I have learned only in satsang. I know you are back. Some people, they don't come back either, you know. So then they will hang there for eternity, like a question mark. No, the next one you say, dear Master, thank you so much for the nice experience in the letting go retreat. When I laugh, you laugh with me. I feel you are with me and you help me. Thank you so much for that. Eternally grateful. I don't even need to write email to you now, because I feel there is a connection between us and you sense more things than I can imagine. With friendly greetings, Jakil. No, this was after I didn't answer your letter, no, then. Still, very nice. This, I like that. And then again, some days later. Hi, dear Swaha, I feel depressed. And that is also, I wanted to tell you, because this is very natural, because you've been very high. Yeah, and then it has to come after the mountain, the valley. So this is very important. I always tell people, this is totally not natural. Because then the mind will come back. Yeah, the thoughts will come back. Then you start feeling depressed. And here it's very easy to fly, because you have good winds. I have good winds with me. Cosmic storms. Yeah, that's how it is. And then, no, you feel depressed. I feel the third eye a lot when I'm centered. I trust the silence instead of the thoughts. But it's not easy to be empty all the time. It's easier to be on automatic, yes. That was one of the great mystics, God George Gurdjieff. He said that man is just a machine, just on automatic. Doesn't need to think, you know how to function. It's very difficult to break this machine. This is your habit. It's very difficult to do that yourself, because how can you destroy that machine you are? You can't, you will protect yourself. You need somebody who can dismantle you. Put you back together. First, always the dismantling comes first. The taking apart comes first. Then you have to be rearranged. And the strange thing, this taking apart, it can't happen if you don't have trust, if you don't have relaxation. It's impossible. This is what's happening, but the mind, then it will feel depressed. Many thoughts will come up. When darkness falls, I get depressed. Then I can't sit alone. I need people around me to get out of the depression. Why is it like this? Because now, is it like still like this?
No.
No. So just be aware how it can move.
I see it. Yes, it's the. It's the. It have been divided, the thoughts and the real.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see very clearly now what is on and what is off. And I try always to be alert. And,
yeah.
And depression, no, I haven't felt.
No, because if there is no thoughts, how can there be depression? Depression belongs to the mind, to the thoughts.
Yeah.
So if you know that you are not the thoughts, you are not the mind, then depression can't come, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. That is the freedom. Yeah, but it seems like you like it.
I love it.
I love it. That's it. I'm happy you're back, Jakil, because you see, you're into something good, you follow that. And when you love something, follow it. Very good. Hafiz says, foundations for greatness. Greatness is always built upon this foundation, the ability to appear, speak, and act as the most common man. Because people are common men. You have to meet them where they are. Somebody asked Ramana, what is Guru Kripa, Guru Yoga, how does it lead to self-realization? Ramana answered, Guru is the self. Sometimes a man becomes dissatisfied with his life and not content with what he has. He seeks the satisfaction of his desires through prayer to God. Then his mind is gradually purified until he longs to know God, to find peace, to obtain his grace. He is more interested in this than to satisfy his worldly desires. Then, by God's grace, begins to manifest a guru, and the guru appears to the devotee, teaches him the truth, and moreover purifies his mind by satsang. This is the whole cleaning process. Then the devotee's mind gains strength and is then able to turn inward. You can't go easily inward before the mind is quiet, before it's purified, before you have done your homework. It's no shortcuts. By meditation, it is further purified and it remains still without the last ripple. The guru is both external and internal. From the exterior, he gives the push to the mind to turn inward. from the interior, he pulls the mind towards the self and helps quieting the mind. There is no difference between God, Guru, and the self. You can't get contact with God so easily. It's much easier when you have somebody who talks your own language. Then it's very easy. But one has to be available, one has to be humble, one has to want to listen. And not just hearing the words, but listening is a totally different art. Listening you can only do when the mind is quiet. Because then the words from the Guru go straight into your heart. It doesn't need to give you more to think about. It wants to feed your heart, your consciousness. That was Ramana. No, Papaji, who was my great guru, who was the disciple of Ramana, somebody asked Papaji, do you need a guru, a living guru, to be realized? You cannot realize the self without the grace of the living guru, says Papa. If you are in a body, you need a physical guru. If you are in the body, you need a guru in the body. Otherwise, the guru is within. But you don't understand his language. So the guru in the body is necessary for the student in the body. So they can converse. So they can meet. So he can clear your doubts. The guru is formless within you. You are also formless. If you know this, you don't need the guru with the body. If you are fortunate enough to find a guru with the body, do not miss the chance, says Papaji. But it's very easy to miss. It is and it is not. That is the dilemma. I am and I'm not. And I will make you more crazy because I'm Gurdjieff and Maria together. A man with a poodle goes into a bar. After ordering a drink, he tells the bartender that he could buy some cigarettes from him. But the bartender replies that they have run out of cigarettes. So the man says, that's all right, I will just send my little doggy here across the street to get some. He reaches into his pockets for the money and discovers that the smallest bill he has is a $20 bill. He puts it in the dog's mouth and tells the dog, boy, run across the street and get me some cigarettes. And don't forget to bring the change. Camel, please. Immediately, the little poodle runs out the front door. A man is sitting at the bar, says to the dog's owner, say, that dog is really something. Sure, says the man. He can do all kinds of stuff. He's just an amazing dog. Just then they hear a loud sound of tires screeching in the street. The man runs out and sees this car is stopped just in front of his dog, who is making wild love to another poodle in the middle of the street. Hey, says the man to his dog. What is going on, boy? You never did anything like this before. The dog looks up to him and says, hey, I never got $20 before. Was you? Did you have that? Some people like it. It's even for enlightenment people. There's different tribes, I think. Mother Superior of the convent wakes up in a very happy mood, dresses, and sets off to visit her flock. Good morning, Sister Augusta. She beams. God bless you. Are you happy? Are you happy? Yes, Reverend Mother, says the young sister. But I'm sorry to see you got off on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Mother Superior ignores the remark and passes on to another nun. Good morning, Sister Georgina, she says. You look pleased with yourself this morning? I am, Reverend Mother, replies Georgina. But it's a pity you got out of bed on the wrong side today. Mother Superior, greatly puzzled, moves on to younger novice. Tell me, little sister, she asks, do you also feel I got out of bed on the wrong side? I'm afraid so, replies the girl. But why? Why? Cries Mother Superior. Am I not happy as a songbird and pleasant as you all? Yes, mother, replies the novice. But you are wearing Father Vincentio's slippers. Just be ordinary. Relax. Where is Kari? Kari. Hey? A poor Kari. I just saw something on the new Kari who was writing. She's wrote, what you seek when coming Divasan Swahas retreat. And she says, I have noticed the kind of calmness and rooted quality in the people I have met who follow Swaha. They seem to be so comfortable in their own skin. Who Kari is this? Who wrote this? She's not here. And that is the thing. If you start getting attracted and seeing people who are comfortable, and if you want to be comfortable in your skin, and the calmness and rooted quality, then maybe it is something then. But if you're not interested in that, then why come? But this was, I like this, that's why I'm reading it. They seem to be so comfortable in their own skin, and I would like to experience this for myself. As well as this, I have come to love the place, and I think that the heart of this place must be Swaha. So I would very much like to meet the person who is the heart of this wonderful place. As well as this, I think coming to satsang and meditating more is an opportunity to continue working with myself and developing further. This is beautiful, this I feel. Yes.
I think it is me.
Yeah, yeah. Ages?
Yeah, well, a month.
That's how it goes here. And you're back again. Huh?
I just didn't expect you to read.
No, you can't expect any. That's the thing. That's the thing. But I like this. This I can relate to because this I feel. It doesn't matter what people write. They can write very spiritual thing and Master's Enlightenment and everything. But it doesn't work because I can see that it's just chaos. I see this, I feel this. And this is beautiful that you follow because you like this and you have felt something. And if this was before, you have been there before and you're back again, you have felt it more than. How is it now? Don't think. Stick with that guy. Welcome. And where is Magnus? Who's Magnus? Ah, you're back.
Yeah, of course. I never doubt it.
This also, what you said, why are you coming here? At first, I want a deeper contact with myself. I'm longing to be more in my feelings and my true self. I would like to be with people who also are in deep contact with themselves. I seek peace and tranquility both inside myself and outside. I think I have much to learn. This is also is beautiful. I can feel it. You know, it's much easier when you are ready to learn and you're longing for something. Right, you're back. Huh? Where did you come from?
England.
Yeah? Yes. Where in England?
Exeter.
Ecstasy?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You just came for the weekend?
Yes. But I'm going to come back in January.
Oh, very good. Have some more time in the silent retreat. Very good. That's nice. Because you need to just settle down a bit, no? So you have planned that? How long time? Oh, very good. Welcome. Beloved Master, thank you and the friends for making a beautiful space where I can safely come home to myself. I feel like a child who has come home to his papa and never wants to leave this beautiful cooking pot again. With love and devotion, Rai. This language I also understand. You see, it's a different language. Very good, Rai. Aum Shanti. May everybody be happy and relaxed. With or without emails. Aum Shanti.